A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Tiffany Stratton here from the WWE SmackDown. Tiffy time can be crazy, y'all, and when I get a break, that means it's Chumba time. Chumba Casino has hundreds of online social games and new titles landing every week. There's always something fresh to try, and the daily boosts make Chumba even more fun. They're little epiphanies that make my day sparkle. Ready for a fun way to switch off and take some time for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Last night in Chicago, July 29th, may not be something you remember a month from now, may not be something you remember 2 months from now. So when I say what I'm about to say, keep it in mind that the baseball season is a long-ass season, and the story of the Yankee season has not yet been written. But I think on a lot of levels, last night was the worst loss of the year, because I think that loss, a game that is in their pocket, a game that they have won, when you have a 4-0 lead late in this game with your best pitcher on the mound dealing, you can't lose that game. When you have the opportunities to score runs, whether it was in the 6th, 7th, or obviously the extra innings, you can't lose that game. And then really to top it all off, which to me makes it the ultimate worst loss of the season, when you are an out away from escaping this, and Camilo Duvall, of all people, is going to be on the mound to get the last out, you cannot have your backup catcher, for no reason whatsoever, trying to backpick a runner at third base and throw it in the left field. So I think when you add everything together, Teak, that was the worst loss of the season.
It was, because of how frustrating it was that every moment that they had to seal it, they kept leaving the door open for the White Sox, who, look, they haven't played well in this series at all by any means. But as we talked about yesterday, they do have the ability to score runs if you give them opportunities. And when you have Cam Schlittler on the mound and he gives you six solid innings, you get in the seventh, start to get it beaten around a little bit. But six solid innings, you need to win that game, especially with how dominant he was. But I keep coming back to the same thing. And we ultimately will keep coming back to the same thing with this Yankee team. They don't hit. They are not consistent enough to beat up a team that got jumped on early. And it was like, all right, we're good. They did the same thing yesterday, by the way, or 2 days ago. You score three runs early, you score four runs early, and then it's like, all right, we're good. And that type of conciliatory mentality is going to get you beat when you play really good teams. Chicago's not a really good team. They should have won this game. But they gave an example of why they are so flawed. And if you're a Yankee fan, you have zero trust in what this team is going to do.
I mean, you're right. They score four runs in the first inning. And while for most of this game, I think we all thought it was going to be enough, that them not doing anything offensively after the first inning would have just been like a talking point for 30 seconds and we would have moved on because they won the game anyway. Mm-hmm. But you are right. I mean, they had a chance to chase a starting pitcher in the first inning in Davis Martin, and they didn't. He ended up turning around and going six innings. Right. And so the Yankee offense did go incredibly limp after the first inning. And I think that's why, to me, and I preface it again, the Yankees win today. They beat up the Cubs. They win the division. July 29th may be forgotten. It may end up in the dustpan of this season. But over the course of 162, in the moment, there are games that just sting more than others. I get how long the season is.
It's a long-ass season.
We know, Aaron. But in this moment, they gave you all the negatives in this loss. You mentioned the offense. It's a great point. Mm-hmm. You know, you forget about it because, well, they scored five runs. Yeah, they scored four runs in the first inning and didn't do a damn thing until they scored a Manfred man in the 11th inning. And by the way, in two of the extra innings, didn't score the Manfred man, which is inexcusable. So you got the offense. You have a bullpen that statistically has been really good this season, but ultimately, led by Paul Blackburn, who's been great this year, he failed. He gave up back-to-back home runs on two pitches.
Right.
Like, he failed. And then you had the defense. And you guys have stressed this a lot over the years in the Aaron Boone era, that they're not buttoned up and they make the big defensive miscue. And in this case, this defensive miscue pisses everyone off more because it wasn't just a physical thing. At least I didn't look at it as a physical thing. I looked at it as a dumbass thing.
Yeah.
Because with a runner on third and two outs, like if there's less than two outs and you have a one-run lead in these extra innings, I get it. I get the gamble. I get it. Like, hey, you know, we got to play on. Let's try to backpick him. Let's steal this out and we can win. But you now have two outs. Camilo Duvall, of all people, a guy you do not trust but was on the mound because you didn't have any other options, he was about to get out of the inning.
Right.
All indications were he was going to get the save. And that probably would have been the positive talking point coming out of this game. That, how about Camilo Duvall? Do we trust him again? Blah, blah, blah. And to have Ali Sanchez make that kind of mental decision, that reeks of the things that bother Yankee fans over the Aaron Boone era. A mental mistake ultimately cost them.
Yeah, look, and Aaron Boone says all the right things afterwards. Yeah, you know, we don't want to not do, whatever, how the hell have he said it? It was weird. But it, ultimately, Ali Sanchez has to be X's and O's smarter than that. He has to be. And I know afterwards he was asked about this. I don't know if we have the audio on it, but he was asked about this because I don't pull audio like Evan does. But I saw the audio.
Yes.
And he said something like, yeah, well, you know, we felt like we could pick him off because he was getting a little bit, you know, him and Ryan McMahon, me and McMahon thought we could get him because he was getting a little bit farther off. But that should be superseded by the fact that what you just said, Evan, there are two outs. Focus on the man standing right in front of you, not the guy standing on third base. Get the third out, and the game is over. Like, to me, like, smart baseball players understand what they don't have to pay attention to. And with a guy on third base and two outs, you don't pay attention to the guy on third base. Just get the guy at the plate out, especially when you have a lead. Now, it's different if it's a tie game, and that could be the winning run. But you have a lead with two outs. You have to be smarter than that.
Baseball is a game of percentages. Sometimes we don't like math, but I think math equations are very helpful. When there's a runner on second or a runner on third and less than two outs, the odds of that run scoring are pretty high.
Yes.
They range somewhere between 55 and 80%. So there's a good chance when there's a guy on third and less than two outs, that run is going to score. Of course, unless you're the New York Yankees, mm-hmm. and then they don't score. When there's a runner on third with two outs, the odds are very different. The odds are about 75% that run is not going to score. If there's less than two outs, understanding the risk of that run coming in on a fly ball to left field or a ground ball to second base, I'll take the risk.
Right.
I'll run a play. I'll try to pick the guy off third base. And by the way, if I throw it in left field, all right, I tried. The odds were high that run was going to score.
Anyways.
Once you get the second out, you can't do it. And I'll give you another reason. I don't know if you've thought about this reason. Another reason why Ali Sanchez should not have attempted this. Camilo Duvall is wild. He's incredibly wild. One of the other ways the White Sox could have tied that game in the 11th inning, and I thought was on the table, was Camilo Duvall bouncing one, it getting past Sanchez, and the White Sox tying it on a wild pitch. Ali Sanchez needs to focus on that. He needs to know, right. All right, I got two things here. I got to get the out, but I also got to make sure I get down on any ball that's bounced and keep it in front of me to not allow Chicago to tie this game on a wild pitch. You've already got that on your mind right. with a wild pitcher. Why get cute trying to backpick a runner at third base?
Yeah, especially when you're not balanced.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now that the school year is officially underway, families are getting a clearer picture of where students are thriving and where they might need a little extra support. It's the perfect time to reinforce what they're learning in class and build confidence along the way. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's unique level and pace. IXL supports classroom learning by providing personalized practice that aligns with what students are already studying. It's proven to improve achievement, with results seen in all 50 states. Plus, one subscription covers everything for all the kids in your home, making it a time-saving and cost-effective choice. It's a resource trusted nationwide, and IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners of this podcast can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
He wasn't balanced
at all.
He threw the ball.
And I have to disagree with you, Tiki Barber.
Go ahead.
Because you uttered something, and I'm going to prove it with said audio that one pulled, that, quote, Aaron Boone said all the right things after the game. I disagree with that.
We're hell-bent on being a champion.
That was not after this game.
We're really good.
That was not after this game.
I feel like kind of kicking myself.
Not this game. But when asked about the Ali Sanchez play, which I think is the defining play of this game, despite all the other things that occurred, the offense not scoring runs, Blackburn giving up back-to-back home runs, trust me, there's plenty of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think the view that the Yankee fan had at 11:45 at night when they're all pissed off was Ali Sanchez trying to pick a runner off third base. So here's the exchange between Aaron Boone and Meredith Marakovic. And look, if you disagree and thought Boone answered this perfectly, God bless you. We'll fight.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a very bad answer. Take a listen.
Would you have liked to have seen Sanchez hold the ball there instead of trying to throw the runner out?
You just got to have a good throw. He's playing catch. So we're big leaguers, and we're not going to not do things. So, you know, obviously an option's hold it. But, you know, it comes down to, you know, just playing. We got to play catch better there.
I need to clarify what my point was.
Okay, go ahead, because you hate that comment, right?
100%.
Okay, good.
But what do we always say about Aaron Boone?
What's that?
He will not call out one of his players.
Right.
He refuses. So when I say he's saying all the right things, I mean he's saying all the right things to protect his player.
Oh!
That's what he always does this.
Yes.
Does he not?
Yes.
Right. Oh,
yes.
Joey Gallo's hitting the ball hard. Right, he's just getting a little bit unlucky. Little pop flies right to the right fielder, but he hit it hard. Right, like he Anthony Volpe, he's a good baseball player. Like, what are you talking about? He goes down on a knee to field every ball and skips it over to first base. Yeah, he's a gold glover. Like, he always protects his player, and I get it. So when I say he's saying all the right things, I mean he's saying all the right things for his team to not put his team on blast. But like, we're not gonna not do things. I mean, what does that even mean? He should say, Ali Sanchez needs to know baseball better to not make that throw. Because now, Ali Sanchez, who knows when it comes up again? He's going to do the same thing.
I think that
Aaron Boone said it was okay. I just got to make a better throw. That's not okay.
Of course not.
In
You're
that
an
situation,
idiot.
It is not okay.
I agree.
Just tell us it's not okay, Aaron Boone. Like, we're not going to not do things? What do you mean?
That would only apply if there's a stolen base attempt,
yeah,
and a good throw gets the runner by a lot, and unfortunately, a bad throw is executed, it goes into the outfield, and the runner scores.
Yeah.
Then I would understand the defense of, hey, we're not going to not play baseball. In this situation, and I just laid it out, I thought I did pretty well,
mm-hmm,
about two outs, runner on third,
yes,
your priority is knocking any ball in the dirt down against Camilo Duvall, the odds of getting out of the inning have now skyrocketed. That's a situation in which throwing to third to backpick the runner is not simply, well, we're playing baseball.
Right.
It's being too cute. And by the way, if you watch the play again, it's not like they had him.
No, he wasn't even close.
And Ryan McMahon was also not that close to third base.
He was, first of all, it's two moving things.
the guy going to catch the ball, Ryan McMahon, and the ball.
Right.
Right? So the likelihood of that being bang, bang, we nailed it, is so small, it's not worth it. Right? The reward is not worth the risk that you're making. And as a result, Ryan McMahon, he didn't even, it was weird. Like, how are you trying to get to the ball and it just skipped and he had no shot.
And what's frustrating is, and I was listening to our guys in the morning, Gio and Jerry, and Gio was making a point that I agree with, which is, hey, last night's loss is not on Aaron Boone. I agree with him. Mm-hmm. I'm not killing Aaron Boone for taking Cam Schlittler out. I'm not killing Aaron Boone for pinch hitting for Spencer Jones. I'm not killing Aaron Boone for his usage of the bullpen. The Yankees lost last night because of the Yankees. That was not manager malpractice. That's now, right. I know that there are Yankee fans that will make it manager malpractice, and that's their prerogative. Here's my problem. While I agree with that point, Aaron Boone opening his mouth after the game and not giving the simple answer or the right answer about Ali Sanchez made it about Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
It made people want to call up Sports Talk Radio and rip the manager. So I'm going to make this clear. They didn't lose last night because of the manager. There are no moves that jump out as manager malpractice. But when he's asked a very simple, direct question about a play that dictated the result of the game, all he had to do was say, you can't do that, Ollie. That's it.
Right.
But instead he goes with this, well, you know, we're playing baseball, it's just, you got to have catch.
Right. We're not going to not do those things. Like, what?
Now, I don't know. Maybe Aaron Boone's an evil genius. Maybe the reason he says something as dopey as this is to take the attention away from the other aspects of the team.
Yeah,
I don't know. But he stole the attention by making that dumb comment.
I don't think he's trying to do that. I think he's trying to protect his player. But all we want to hear is that's not acceptable and it won't happen again. And the reason is because 2 years ago, when they're in the World Series and the entire regular season, they're beating the ball, kicking the ball around to the point where John is calling them out, right? Sterling is calling them out.
Yes.
They look like a bunch of drunk idiots or whatever. That was running the bases. But you know what I mean? It was all tied together how they're not getting held accountable in the regular season. And then you get into the postseason and you see the same stuff. Right?
Yeah.
That's on coaching. That's on accountability. And so by not, and it's a simple thing. It's one game out of 162. This could mean absolutely nothing than losing this game to the White Sox in this fashion. But if it happens again in the postseason, in a game that determines a series, guess what? We're going to come right back to this. Just like we did in 2024. We come right back to the same crap in the regular season that kills you in the postseason. And so, yes, it is not on Aaron Boone, but it is on Aaron Boone. Because you have to say, we can't do that.
Yes, the game wasn't on Aaron Boone. The comment after the game was on Aaron Boone.
Stick to football, Barber.
And it makes me think of something Pat Murphy said earlier this season. Pat Murphy's the manager of the Brewers. He's won manager of the year multiple times, and he's very different. He's very different than the New York baseball managers. And it was about Brandon Sproat. I'll bring it all together. Brandon Sproat was obviously key to the Freddie Peralta trade. Brandon Sproat had a bad outing, and Pat Murphy came out and said, it's not acceptable. And if he continues to do this, he'll be doing it in the minor leagues. And I remember being like, whoa,
damn,
okay. And it's easy to say that about a guy who has options and a guy who's a minor leaguer. It's easier. Like, are you going to say that about Christian Yelich? No.
No.
And I understand that. Ali Sanchez is the easiest guy to rip because in 72 hours, you can lock it up with a key. The New York Yankees are going to acquire a catcher. I don't know who it is. We could debate it. I've already predicted Tyler Stevenson. Sean has predicted Ryan Jeffers. It could be one of those guys. It could be none of those guys. But I believe to the corest of my bones that the Yankees are getting a catcher, which means Ali Sanchez is going to be either in the minor leagues or DFA'd. He's not going to be here. Ali Sanchez is not on the Yankees on August 5th. He'll be gone.
I'd love to fire his ass.
So it's easy, in my opinion, for Aaron Boone to say, without being a jerk, look, that was unacceptable.
Right.
And if that stuff happens, you're not going to be here. The same thing Pat Murphy said. You can borrow it. If you do that, you're not going to be here. Now, with that said, I love Ollie. Hit a home run the other day. He's a hard worker. Mm-hmm. He knows he's screwed up. And I think it's such an easy thing to do because you're not going to do that about Jazz Chisholm. And I understand that. I think most of us understand that.
Right.
But it was a missed opportunity. And it's funny to me because the more I talk about this with you, the more I do think Boone's a genius. Because we're talking about this as opposed to everything else that one could bring up about the Yankee loss last night.
We're also tired about talking about how inept they are at scoring runs. So we point to we go to something that's actually more interesting.
Yeah,
that's true. And
I think they tie in because while we all agree they're inept at scoring runs, and while we all agree they got bunched in the first, if I were to tell anybody, hey, you scored four runs in a Cam Schlittler start, I think we would all agree that's enough.
Right.
Like, that should be enough in a game Cam Schlittler pitches into the seventh inning to win a baseball game. Yes, I would like more runs. So that's why I didn't even consider the offense as a bigger issue, but this just speaks to everything and everything you guys hammered home. And Evan, I don't know that Ollie Sanchez isn't going to be here. They could trade Austin Wells in one of these deals. Somebody taps into that. Like, we don't know definitively, but that shouldn't matter. Aaron Boone this year already opened the doors to his willingness to finally call a player out when he went on Talking Yanks and called out Jazz Chisholm for the lollipop
over
incident.
The dumbest thing ever.
Right.
That's the point. Now, while I screamed and yelled about the lollipop and me and Tiki had some fun with that, in the end, it didn't actually cost the Yankees a baseball game last night. So if you have the ability to do that over, you know, that's unacceptable, we can't do that, you cannot, with a straight face, watch what happened last night, which was by far the biggest blunder of the Yankee season, and in any way, shape, or form, defend that. That screams everything about the lack of accountability on the Yankees. And I know people get tired of hearing about that, but here's the truth. They don't have accountability. And the reason they don't have accountability is nonsensical answers on that, that follow up nonsensical plays like that, that are only going to lead to more nonsensical plays like that. That was by far, bar none, the most unacceptable post-game answer Aaron Boone has had as the manager of the Yankees. And frankly, I don't think it's hyperbole.
Right.
I don't know. If I had more time and willingness, I think I could find five worse answers.
Dude. I think I could.
You're talking about a guy who is a baseball lifer, as a manager should know, that play on this team cannot happen. You cannot be making that throw. And I think Ryan McMahon understood they couldn't be making that throw, which is part of the reason he was out of position to begin with on making that throw.
Tiki, I'm curious. You're an independent arbitrator on this. Yeah. What was the dumber comment? Aaron Boone saying what he said yesterday in defending Ollie Sanchez, or Sean Morash saying,
I feel nothing but 98 vibes.
Which one do you think was dumb?
Probably the latter.
Oh, the 98 vibes?
Yeah, because it's definitely not 98 vibes. The discipline isn't there.
Not anymore.
Right? The attention to detail is not there. But, you keep going back. We keep coming up briefly, and we don't mention it. But the Yankees had Davis Martin up to 29 pitches.
Oh, yeah, in the first inning?
29 pitches.
They could have knocked him out in the first inning.
29 pitches in the first inning.
They missed an opportunity on that.
And after that, it was just like, what, three up, three down, three up, three down. Like, they couldn't make it difficult for him to get into the White Sox bullpen in the third inning or the fourth inning.
And they should have.
And they absolutely should have. And if they had, this game is complete. They scored 8 runs.
Yes.
9 runs.
I agree with that. I think that's one of the myriad of reasons why, again, Yankees win today, they win tomorrow, they win the division. This will be an afterthought. The only time it wouldn't be an afterthought, to your point, is if the Yankees make a big mental mistake or defensive miscue.
Mm-hmm.
You will cite groupings of plays from the regular season and Boone's acceptance to it.
Well, that's one,
as an example.
That's what happened 2 years ago.
You're right. So I'll give you that. But this game in the moment is the worst loss of the year. But I'm also fully aware it's a long season and they could erase it quickly.
Of course.
But they did a lot of wrong things last night. And it's a game you should win. That's the bottom line. When you score 4 runs in the first inning, when you have Cam Schlittler on the mound and he's dealing, and even when Schlittler walks off the mound with a 4-1 lead and hands it to Fernando Cruz, who did a hell of a job, mm-hmm. give him credit, you got to win that game.
Yep.
When it's 4-1 in the 8th inning, you got to win that game. Even in the 11th, when the White Sox are down to their final, you got to win that game, and they gave it away.
And this is no different than what we talked about last year with the Blue Jays. You're fighting with the Rays.
And every game matters.
As much as you hate to admit it, the Rays are keeping par.
I know.
I mean, 2.5 games in front of you.
That was a big swing last night because Tampa Bay won.
Yes.
So they lost the game in the standings. And look, I've said this every year since we've worked together, and I don't remember when I started bringing it up when it became so obvious, but I'll say it again until it's been proven differently. When the Yankees have home field advantage, they win in the postseason. It's science.
Right.
It happens every time. And when they don't have home field advantage, they're very likely to lose. So right now, as they battle the Tampa Bay Rays for the American League East, I know it's baseball. Anything can happen. I'm a big proponent. Just get in. But the Yankees' playbook has been, if they don't win the division, if they don't have home field, they get knocked out.
Right.
And if they win the American League East, very simple. If they win the American League East, they're the number one seed in the American League, and they are likelier than not to go back to the World Series.
Right.
So every game does matter.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.